it's Monday today. It's Tony and Emma. And, well, how are you feeling now, Emma? Because you've had quite the weekend.
Oh, my gosh. I feel so tired. I just feel so tired. My adrenaline was pumping this weekend from start to finish.
So let me put this into a little bit of context, OK? A couple of weeks ago, I got this message from Emma.
Ah! Oh, my God, Damien, I'm so excited. I've got tickets for Anne and Dec. I've got tickets for Anne and Dec. Actual Anne and Dec. Actual Anne and Dec tickets. Oh, my God! Monkey, you're going to Anne and Dec.
And you did get your Anne and Dec tickets, didn't you? And you did drive all the way to White City, to Television Centre, and then what happened?
I'm just going to relay it for you, because as I was there, I thought, you know what, I can't not record anything while I'm here. So this is what happened.
It's very exciting. We have joined the queue. I had to run out of my own car. I left my best mate, Sammy, driving my car to go and park it, so she ran off. She's been running to get to the queue, and we are finally now waiting in the queue, ready to go in. What do you reckon, chick? Are we going to get in?
Yeah,
we hope so. It's moving a little bit. It's stopped raining, so luckily the sun has come out and we're super excited. So fingers are crossed.
So you made it into the queue. This is all very exciting.
I know. So my heart was pounding and I was like, come on, come on.
Right, so stay with us here at Tony and Emma to find out just what happened when Emma tried to go and see Ant and Dec.
Tony and Emma at breakfast.
Monday morning, hello, this is Tony and Emma. It's great to be here. So the show has gone off with a bang this morning because over the weekend, Emma tried to go and see Ant and Dec's Saturday Night Takeaway. And when I say dry, she managed to get herself tickets, which is really good. That was excellent of you.
Great start.
You got in the queue?
Yes, got in the queue. I was so excited and I can't tell you, I'd even packed my shiwi because there was no way that I was going to leave that queue. I thought, I'm going to be here. Even if I need to wee, I'm prepared.
And, well, this is what happened, because I'll let Emma tell it best from the queue, because she sent me a WhatsApp message. This is Emma in the queue, outside Ant and Dec.
Oh, my God. We were 150 people behind the reserve queue, and then they said no more people, not even in the reserve queue. So we are now devastated, and we are...
The escalator's broke.
We're going to Westfield. We're going to go and console ourselves in Primark. And then we're going to go home and watch it on our TV.
Oh, Emma.
I know. I was devastated.
Oh.
We were so close. And the guy said that the people who'd got there at like 5 a.m. in the morning and been queuing in the rain, they obviously got in. But you know what? When I watched it, there was a lot of dancers that were placed in the audience.
Yeah, they had like, your tickets.
Yeah, they had our tickets.
I saw them. Yeah. And I was Emma could have been sat there.
Oh, my goodness. That's exactly what I sat there. Like, hang on a second. Whoa. I can dance. You could have sat me in one of their seats instead.
To be fair, you're not very tall. You could have had Little Ant or Little Dec seat. This is Tony and Emma.
Tony and Emma at breakfast.
Good morning. It's Tony and Emma. And this morning, we've been talking about my disastrous weekend of trying to go and see Ant and Dec and not getting in. But I can't believe they're actually going to end the show. This is the last series. That's why I was so desperate to try and get tickets.
Yeah, that was your last chance to go.
I know. And so it got me thinking, though, what TV shows do you remember? Or, like, what ones should come back?
Well, the one I've been saying for years that they should bring back was Gladiators. And, of course, they have. And it's been a huge success. So well done for bringing Gladiators back. My other one that I think they should bring back, you probably don't remember this show, was called Big Break. Do you remember that?
Big Break? No, I don't remember that.
It's a snooker-based quiz show with Jim Davidson, John Virgo, bless him.
Oh, no.
And it was really good. It was on Saturday night. People played snooker on Saturday night. And you had to... Yeah, you have trick shots and all this kind of stuff. Really good. There's half the audience are nodding along. The other half are going, what are you talking about? Google it on YouTube or something. Big Break. That's what I think you should bring back. Let's throw this out there to you. What do you reckon? TV shows that should be brought back.
I think Crystal Maze.
Oh, that's a good shout. That's going on my list.
That was good. With that guy with the bald head.
Yes, Richard O'Brien. Yeah, good.
Yeah, him. So, what TV shows would you bring back? You can let us know this morning by WhatsApp, or you can give us an email if you want to. What's the WhatsApp number? Because I keep forgetting it.
The WhatsApp number is 07706-300-565. That's the number. 07706-300-565. I almost, very nearly, gave out my own WhatsApp number then, which could have been frightfully fun later in the day, going, why are all these people messaging me things about TV shows? Oh, I've given the wrong number out again, haven't I? No! This is Tony and Emma.
Tony and Emma at breakfast. Breakfast.
Tony and Emma at Breakfast, and we have just been talking about those TV shows that are so good that they used to get rid of, and what you used to watch.
Like grot I bags, said, grot bags. That was the one bags. I couldn't
what
remember.
Was that?
Grot bags. That's what they should bring back. Remember the lady with
that?
The green hair? Oh, maybe you don't remember grot bags, but I loved grot bags. That was brilliant.
I didn't remember that.
Yeah.
We've got loads of people.
No, just me, isn't it?
Teabag.
She was with grot bags.
Teabag.
No.
I don't remember any show called Teabag.
I'm on my own.
No, you know, like the decent shows that you used to watch. Yeah, I'm talking like, well, they have brought back Gladiators now, but that was a classic, wasn't it? You'd get like a takeaway, you'd sit in front of the TV, Gladiator, contestant ready.
Yeah, we know, it's on. Like, we know how it goes. It's actually
yeah,
on
know,
Saturday
but, you
night.
Know, that was really good. It was the old school version.
Yeah,
the
Baywatch. They were
going to
bring Knight Rider back and make a movie out of Knight Rider. But
I know.
It didn't
that was the same man, wasn't it, from Baywatch?
Yes, David
what
Hasselhoff.
That man?
David Hasselhoff.
Yes, him.
Same guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't tell me you had a crush on him as well.
I did for a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Him and Lovejoy.
I'm good making a
Lovejoy,
list here.
Lovejoy, that was good.
Inappropriate
good
crushes
program.
Emma had as a teenager. Ian McShane and David Hasselhoff. Anyone else you want to confess to while we're at it?
I don't know. I can't think of anyone else
Anyone
now.
Off the news? No,
no, I don't know.
Trevor
don't
McDonald?
Know.
No, okay.
Oh, no, not him, no. But we right. had a, we've had a message from Sue, and she says, I remember going to my nan's house and having a slice of angel cake every week whilst we watched Metal Mickey. What was that?
Yeah, I remember Metal Mickey. 3, 2, 1. The dustbin.
Oh, I don't remember that.
No, you'd be too young for that. And they had a this would be banned now. I mean, you'd never have prizes out the bin, and you'd never have a crossbow to try and win the star prize. Imagine that now with all the people in 2024, all the woke people. A crossbow? You've got to have a crossbow in the audience?
No,
well, what could go wrong? Well, I mean, Lorraine in the front row could end up in A&E for a start. That would be banned.
That's not so good, is it?
No.
Okay, we've got Nikki as well. Nikki, what did you used to watch?
Hi, yeah, so Sunday mornings was always Gummy Bears. Do you remember that?
Gummy Bears, yes.
Gummy Bears. I remember the Care Bears. My sisters used to watch that. It used to drive me nuts.
Care Bears.
Some sickly gibberish.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, turn this rubbish off.
What about My Little Pony? That was about the same era as Gummy Bears and Care Bears, wasn't it? Do you remember that?
Gummy Bears is now on Disney Plus, which I did tell because we used to watch it as a family every Sunday morning in like mum and dad's room. And I did tell my dad the other day that it's now on Disney Plus. So we did for 2 days in a row whilst we were having lunch, we did sit and watch Gummy Bears and it was great.
Oh, that is so cute.
Your
so you and your dad.
Well, you made them rewatch it from the old days.
What is
this?
Really
Gummy Bears.
Did they like it? Did they sit and watch it and think like, yes?
Yeah, me, my mum, my dad, we loved
love it.
My daughter was not amused.
How old's your daughter?
Like, so she's 10, so maybe she's just that little bit too old, but yeah, she thought we're all a bit...
Well, apparently you're never too old if your mum and dad were watching it as well.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Great. Phoebe.
Phoebe?
Yeah.
She's just come off the phone to Childline.
Tony and Emma at breakfast.
Good morning, it's Tony and Emma, and oh my God, I've woken up in such a tiz today. I've lost my dog.
But you don't have a dog. What are you talking about? I've got a dog, you don't have a dog.
No, I have got a dog. This dog I've had since I was 4 years old. It sleeps with me every single night. It's a little cuddly Dalmatian called Scamp.
Oh, good
And
Lord.
For the life of me, I don't know where he's gone.
Right, so what you're saying is you've lost your, what do kids call this, comfort blanket?
Yeah! But I have him everywhere. He's gone on every single holiday since I was 4 years old. And that's a lot of holidays. And when I took all the bed sheets off, I don't know whether he got lost in there, but I've checked all the bed sheets. I've checked in the washing machine. And honestly, he's disappeared.
And you wonder why you're still single.
Yeah, I know. Do you remember when I used to go out with Ian?
I do remember this.
Old listeners will remember Ian.
Yeah.
And he used to get really cross that I had this dog. He used to, like, throw it out of the bed. He wouldn't let me have it.
To be fair, though, it can't just be you that does this kind of thing. I'm Googling it right now. And,
Other people have things.
It's quite shocking, Emma.
What?
34% of adults still sleep with a stuffed animal toy or comfort object or blanket.
Right, see, I'm not that weird. Other people will be listening to this.
I mean,
thinking,
you're in the... That's the weird category, isn't it? The people with... You lot are the weirdos, for sure.
No, it's not. Other people will be listening, thinking... Yeah, I know. I've still got my toy from, like, when I was 4 years old. I mean, surely it's not
You've got a stuffed toy. Let us know. We'd love to hear. You can find us on Facebook or you can WhatsApp 07706 300 565. This is Tony and Emma.
Tony and Emma at breakfast.
Tony and Emma, good morning. My dog nearly killed himself last week.
Oh, my my God, that's really bad.
Yes, I've got a beagle, and continually I'm on the phone to the vets because he eats things and runs off with things. And
they're known for that, though.
Yes, they are, and I'm not that great at it. He likes to be chased, and it's a game to him. And last week I was on a Zoom call, very important Zoom call, and he likes to show me what he's got when he knows I'm like doing things that are important. And he came into the room, and in his mouth he had a packet, a sachet of cow poll.
Which, there's a lot of sugar in that.
Who knows where he'd rummage to get a packet of cow poll, right? Because I'm usually pretty careful with this. Well, he was just running about with his mouth. So anyway, I got it off him, and there were two little meltlet things missing.
Oh, no.
So I panicked and went into a complete tears, phoned up the vet and was like, oh, my God, the dog's going to die. I'm going to have to bring him in and all this kind of stuff. And they were like, calm down, calm. They know me now. They were like, calm down. Turned out that that afternoon I picked up my son from school and I relayed the story to him, and he was like, No, they were in my jeans pocket. There's the cow poll you gave me at the weekend. I took them.
Dog hadn't had any anyway?
No, the dog hadn't had them. He got them out of the... the jeans had gone into the wash. The dog had obviously gone, oh, what's this in the... And got the wrapper out. And, of course, I've panicked. And now the vet thinks I'm giving my dog cow poll.
If he had have had the cow poll, he'd have been going round and round in circles, and he definitely would have eaten most of the contents of your house.
Or it might have calmed him down. This is Tony and Emma.
Tony and Emma at breakfast.
Good morning, this is Tony and Emma.
I've got an addiction problem.
Right, okay. Well, would you want to just take a moment? Should we pull up a chair and all sit in a circle? What would you like to tell the group today?
I think we should. I need to tell you about this. So I've got a bit of an obsession with Co-op do this really nice sea salt and Chardonnay vinegar crisps.
Oh my, you were eating these when we had a phone call the other night.
Oh my gosh, they are so good.
And there's nothing I hate more than when you're trying to chat to somebody and they're chewing and munching. And I said, what the hell are you eating? And she said, I can't stop eating these sea salt and Chardonnay vinegar. Don't even know what that is. Chris, why do you love them so much?
They're really salty and vinegary crisps, but they're Co-op zone, so I can only get those ones. But honestly, I'm craving them so bad. So much so, right? The other day, I even diverted my route by 10 minutes just because I knew that there was a Co-op the other way. And I said that the kids were like, Mum, where are you going? And I was like, well, I thought if we go this way back, then we could just quickly stop into the Co-op. And they're like, you're not going to get those crisps again, are you? And I thought, oh my God, when your kids are telling you, don't divert and get the crisps, I think there's a problem.
You think there's a problem? I think we all think there's a problem. We need to get Emma some help. This is Tony and Emma.
Tony and Emma at breakfast.
Good morning, it's Tony and Emma. Welcome to the breakfast show.
Yes, that's absolutely right, Emma. I've been sent something, and first when I first saw it, it rendered me speechless. Now, I'm going to do it's a picture, so I'm going to do my very best to make this as funny as it deserves to be on the show. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to share the picture on our Facebook page so that if you've listened to the show, you can then go and look at it and laugh twice. So here is an alert that was put out in South Wales. Over the last weekend, right? A criminal task force, Wales, is looking for Ronnie Williams, who is apparently from the city of Swansea. Doesn't matter to our show, but this is where this has happened. He managed to convince three local churches that he is Ed Sheeran.
Does he look like Ed Sheeran then?
Well,
Hang on, show me the picture.
Not really. I've saved the picture till I get to the end of this. He even went as far as performing Shape of You in front of Christ Community Church in Swansea last Sunday. Now, when the vicar was asked why he believed that the real Ed Sheeran would suddenly perform for 35 quid and a sandwich, he said he just assumed that he'd fallen on tough times. If you've any information on this guy's whereabouts, it says here, or you've been offered a gig, you should get in touch with these fraud people who were looking for him. And after three, here's the picture of the South Wales-based Ed Sheeran. One, two, three.
Oh, my God. No, but he does. He looks like a sort of slimmed down, weirder version of him.
He looks like Ed Sheeran, who's escaped from a rehab centre. That's what he looks like.
He does a little bit. I mean, oh, my goodness.
If we ever hear that Ed Sheeran is out singing for 35 quid and a sandwich, you know that Ed's fallen on hard times. This is Tony and Emma.
Tony and Emma at breakfast.
Have you started thinking about Mother's Day yet? Because it's coming up. It's this Sunday.
Yes. Well, this week, me and my son, Dexter, my superhero, we are off to sort all the stuff out for his mum. And something that I think is really important that he chooses. So whilst I might, you know, help with Christmas and birthdays, for Mother's Day, it's kind of him saying, you know, you're an awesome mum. And so, I mean, he does pick bonkers things. Last year, he got a Lego. We'll see what he comes up with this year.
That's definitely a boy thing.
Yeah, I think it's important, though, that, you know, that that he is in charge of Mother's Day, so we'll be doing that. What are you up to? Because obviously you're the mum in your house.
I am. Well, because I'm a single mummy as well, what we do... Well, last year, Evie and Milo, they really wanted to get me a present. And I always say, no, you know, mummy doesn't really need a present. Like, you're enough. Like, I'd rather us just go out and have a nice day together. But they were desperate to. So we decided that we would go to Poundland. And I gave them £5 each. It was so fun. I had to wait at the door. They both went round with their little baskets. And Milo, my little boy, he is 7. He came out and he bought 5 bags of sweets that he really likes, because he just gets anything that he likes.
That's
and thinks that
thing.
I will
That's
like it.
That's a boy
it.
Thing.
Yeah, yep, yep. It's a bit like the Lego. But Evie, bless her, she got like shower gel, nail varnish, I got like a lip gloss, hairbrush, and then something else. And they had a great time. They thought it was really good because they both had the money to go out and get it themselves, yep, and pick it themselves and then actually pay for it themselves. I thought it was really good.
Hold on.
Great fun.
Evie got shower gel, nail varnish and lip gloss for a fiver?
Yeah.
I'm going shopping with Evie. This is Tony and Emma.
Tony and Emma at breakfast.
Good morning, it's Tony and Emma and you are listening to us right here this morning. Wakey, wakey.
Last week, Emma, I found myself locked in a cell again. I was doing an escape room with my son Dexter. He's obsessed with escape rooms. We loved them. There's a really good one we did, which is actually built in an old bank, and you're actually in the old vault, the real vault.
Wow,
it was
that's
amazing. Incredible. I loved every second of it.
Is it hard to get out, though?
Yeah.
Because that would worry me a bit.
So I'm not very good at the thinking part. I'm good at the doing, but I can't figure out what needs doing. So Dexter figures that bit out and goes, right, you've got to twist all of those that way, you've got to undo those bolts, whatever it is you've got to do. Then I'm good at actually doing the doing, but I'm just useless at figuring it out. Can't work it out at all. I'm not, is it thinking outside the box, isn't it? That's
the expression.
Yeah,
I'm not good. At that.
You'd still be in there.
You know who'd be good at doing escape rooms? Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa. Oh, Houdini. This is
Tony and Emma at breakfast.
Morning to you, this is Tony and Emma.
I'm trying to be healthy at the moment, but I think like it's backfired.
Here we go again. I remember back in the day, you came into the radio studio with this weird, almost like bucket.
Oh, when I was doing a diet.
Yeah, you drank nothing but cabbage juice or something for days, and then stank the entire, not even the studio, you stank the town out.
Oh, no, but today, right, see, it's not even for that. I feel smelly today because, you know, when you cook, like, fish for tea, everything stinks, doesn't it? Like, your house still smells days afterwards. Like, I feel like... Can you smell it?
Not from here, thank God.
Except
no.
My jacket does smell. It smells of fish. Right. It smells horrible.
I mean, of all the things to go out smelling of, that's probably not the one you're looking for.
I feel like I've still got like particles of fish up my nose. I was like, I smell today. Look, suppose you can't smell me.
Great. Okay. Well, thanks so much. That's just what I wanted while I was about to tuck into my breakfast. This is Tony and Smelly.
Tony and Emma at breakfast.
Good morning from Tony and Emma.
Did you know, right, that you can now leave everything you own to your pet? So, I mean, your dog is going to be happy as Larry.
Well, that's assuming that the dog outlives me.
I don't know if it is going to be happy as Larry, actually, but your pets can actually be listed as the beneficiaries on your will, right? So I found this dog, and it's in America in the news, that recently it inherited $2 million. But I was thinking, what is a dog going to do with $2 million? It's not like a dog can walk into a shop and say, hello, please, can I have that? I want that large extra bone, please.
I don't know. I take mine to the pet store and it shoplifts all the time because he doesn't understand, you know, that he's got to pay for this. It's his dog. He doesn't understand, does he? So I go into a pet store with him because our vet's is at the back. And he's like, well, good. Look at all this stuff they've laid out for me. I'll eat this, I'll eat that, I'll eat this. And you're trying to get out of his mouth. I'm so sorry. And they're going, no, it's okay. Just keep the wrapper. And I'm like, oh, I've actually got... Yes, you've got to go and pay for it.
With
£2 million, what they should do is put a chip and pin tag on his collar and just let him go nuts in a pet store.
Tony and Emma at breakfast.
This is Tony and Emma. Good morning. I think you're going to like this one.
So I went on a date the other day and I quite liked this guy, actually, funnily enough. But it was a bit weird because the waitress that was serving us was definitely... flirting with him. Do you think that's a bit off?
Yes. No, yeah. I've had this the other way round. So I've had this when I've been on a date and the person I've been on a date with has flirted with a waiter.
But see, this was the thing, right? So the waitress was kind of flirting with him. He's obviously kind of being a little bit flirtatious back, but not, you know, not overkill. So do you know what? I just thought, if he's going to flirt with her and she's going to flirt with him, I'm just going to join in.
You were flirting with her as well?
So I was flirting with her as well, I think, yeah.
Well, I mean, it is 2024. I mean, you know, this is the kind of... Maybe this is where we're both going wrong.
Yeah, I thought, you know what, she's smiling, he's smiling, we're all laughing together. Before you know it, everyone's just flirting with each other. And I just thought, do you know what, if you can't beat him, join him.
Tony and Emma at breakfast.
Good morning, it's Tony and Emma.
Emma, there's a very good chance I might not be on the show next week.
Why? What are you doing?
Well, I've been asked on a first date.
Well, that's a good thing. This is good. Is she hot?
That's not the issue. The issue is it's on a houseboat.
Oh, okay, that's strange.
Never been on a first date on a houseboat before. In fact, I don't think I've ever been on a first date around anybody's house. Usually it's a coffee or a drink or a dinner or a movie or something in the theatre. That's where my latest one. But I've never been invited onto a houseboat before. And I worry, you see, that, you know, how permanent of a base is this houseboat, you know?
Well, oh my goodness, actually, that's a good point. I think we need to, like, make sure that you are safe. Because, I mean, what if she starts sailing off?
Right.
You could be gone for good.
What do you mean? This could be the Emma and Emma show next week.
Oh, no one wants that in their life. So, hang on a second. You could be sailing off into the... Well, you might like her. You could be sailing off into the sunset.
It might be just the dream ticket I'm looking for. Right, weird first dates, please. You need your weird first date story. You can WhatsApp us now, 07706 300 565, or you can email direct. It's studio@tonyandemma.co.uk. Funny enough, this is Tony and Emma.
Tony and Emma at breakfast.
It's Tony and Emma, and earlier in the show, we were talking about first dates. We heard about my weird first date. Emma went paddleboarding. Emma, who have you got to tell us about a first date?
So we've got Tracy. Tell us about what happened on your strange first date.
So basically, many moons ago, the only free time I had was a Wednesday where I do my normal weekly shop in Sainsbury's, and he decided to join me on that. So he pushed my trolley round, and we had a good gig.
Hang on. So you couldn't make any other time for this guy. He was obviously very, very keen.
Yeah, he was so keen that he helped me with my shopping.
I mean, did he carry the bags?
What woman's not going to turn down getting her trolley pushed?
But did he help you pack, is what I want to know.
Yeah, he did. He was very helpful. He helped me pack. He even walked me to the car and helped me load it all up and everything. He was a very nice chap.
Did he put your trolley back after?
No, I did that.
Okay. If he'd have brought the pound back, you could have been married to him by now.
Tony and Emma at breakfast.
Hello, welcome to our little show. This is Tony and Emma.
I am training for a triathlon.
Oh, here we go again.
Check me out.
Here we go again.
No, it's good. I bought a spin bike a little while ago, £30, and I'm doing really well. I'm going to start off small. So I thought, I had a little look around, and triathlons, they are quite hard, aren't they? So
that's the whole point of them. That's the whole point. I've got a mate of mine, his name's Gary, but his real name's Garfield. Morning, if you're listening. And he's obsessed with these and Ironman competitions and all of that.
Calm down,
just go to the pub with the rest of us.
Well, I thought that the big triathlon, I mean, that sounded quite difficult. So I've applied for the junior challenge.
What?
The juniors.
I mean, so you're going to be competing with a bunch of 9-year-olds. You're going to stand out like a sore thumb.
No, because, well, I'm not really. I look quite small, and I thought the junior one, you only have to do, like, a, like, 5K run or, like, a 2K run or something.
I mean, you're going to win. There's going to be 9-year-olds sobbing inconsolably that they've lost, and you'll be like, how old are you this week?
Well, I'm 37 in July.
You can't compete in a junior triathlon at the age of 37.
There was no age restrictions apart from the minimum age was 8. And I thought, well, that's the minimum age. They haven't put an age restriction on how old you're saying you can't be in it.
I'm coming to watch. I don't care where this is. I'll fly there if I have to. I'm coming to watch.
I'm not worried about winning against the 9-year-olds. At the end of the day, if I win fair and square, I should be taking home that trophy.
Tony and Emma at breakfast.
It's Tony and Emma at breakfast, or should I say it's Tony and the unsportsmanlike Emma Saint, who's about to go and cheat in a triathlon by entering a junior
cheating.
Competition. You're going to take on a bunch of 9 to 12-year-olds.
It's because it's easier. I wanted to start small, and on my list of things to do before I'm 40, it says to do a triathlon, and the triathlons are really hard.
Right, this is just nuts. Has anybody been in touch about cheating in sports?
Well, not about cheating, but Julie messaged to say that she did Race for the Sun last year. She said it's a great triathlon, but you need to train as it's a 40-mile bike ride, 2-hour hike, and then we had to paddle a canoe for 2 hours. Right, see, that's my point, Julie. I can't do all of those things. I would be passing out at the end of it.
It sounds like my idea of hell, even watching that, you know, would just be a nightmare for me. I'd be like, is there a pub anywhere where I can sit in and watch you do this? Yes, perfect, I'm there.
Right, Lee says, sounds like hard work to me. Just make yourself a medal and pretend that you did it, Emma.
Excellent. I've not made the medal, but I've taken a medal at an event before and just gone, there we go.
You can't steal a medal.
I was giving the medals out. I was at the finish line of an event that I was hosting, and I was giving the medals out. So I was there at the finish line, and I just thought, I'll have this one for myself.
Oh, my God. So you called me a really bad sportsmanship, and you stole a medal. You stole a medal.
Yeah, off a hospice as well.
You stole a medal off a hospice. You're going to hell.
Yep, see you there. This is Tony and Emma.
Tony and Emma at breakfast.
Emma, you're a woman. You could probably answer this question.
Mm-hmm.
You are representing women now, so be careful
okay,
with how you reply.
I'll try.
Millions of women fall in love with electricians, builders and plumbers that visit their home to carry out jobs.
Oh. No, I'm laughing because I know a different story here, but
right,
carry on.
Well, I think we all want to know that different story now, apart from the research that we can come back to this. What do you know?
Well, no, I'm not going to carry on with your story.
No, well, you started now. We can put, well, a lot of people are falling in love, in inverted commas, with people that come around to do kind of jobs in their houses. Tradies everywhere are going, really? Where? Which houses are these? It sounds like you've got a bit of experience about this.
Well, my ex-husband was a tradie person. And I've got some very hot male friends who are those sorts of people. So I'm just saying, I think there might be something in that.
Right. Well, that explains why he's your ex-husband.
Tony and Emma at breakfast.
Tony and Emma at breakfast. Tony and Emma at breakfast.
Men with beards make the best lovers, according to 75% of women in a poll. It's a lot of women that have just gone, yeah, beard.
I like a beard.
There you go. But two-thirds
like
of women
man.
Surveyed ranked those with bushy eyebrows, such as Liam Gallagher, a total flop in bed. I mean, they didn't say Liam Gallagher. This is a bit harsh. The way this is written, it sounds like they've all gone, Liam's no good. That's not what the person who wrote this in this magazine means. She just has used him as an example of the bushy eyebrows. So bushy eyebrows. Yeah, that's a no-no.
No good. They're no good.
No. Men with brown eyes won the backing of 71% of women.
Yes.
Brownie
eyes.
Piercings, 70%. Broad shoulders, 68%. But the poll found bushy eyebrows, big hands, baldness, blue
big
eyes
hands.
And glasses were given the least support by women.
Oh, dear. Bushy eyebrows. Right, okay. So when I'm next on my dating app, I'm going to go through and see if you've got bushy eyebrows, you're not for me.
That's right. Or if you're from my generation and you're from Generation X, that's Albert from Guess Who out.
Tony and Emma at breakfast.
Tony and Emma at breakfast. Tony and Emma at breakfast.
Hello, good morning. It's Tony and Emma at breakfast.
I feel sad.
Oh, what's happened?
It's World Book Day tomorrow.
Oh, God, right. I hate World Book Day.
I love books, but every single year this causes me so much stress.
Yeah,
so
Facebook,
much drama.
I won't go on it. Thanks for reminding me, because Facebook is just a no-no. I tell you the 2 days I hate most on Facebook. The day where everyone takes pictures of their kids in front of the front door. I think that's like first day
of
school.
Oh, yeah,
World Book Day is another one. How many Willy Wonkas can you post, or some kid dressed up as a rabbit looking really reluctant to get on the school bus? No, thank you.
Right, but this is the thing. So Milo's school this year, my little boy, he's not doing it. He's just got to take a book. And I thought, oh, thank God for that. Right. But Evie's school, my 10-year-old, is doing it. And we have a meltdown every single year about this, because she will never go in the same thing twice. Right. You can tell she's my daughter, but you'll never go in the same thing twice. And she'll say to me, like a week in advance, oh, yeah, I'm going to go something from like the Famous Five, just so that she can wear like non-school uniform. Then the night before, she changes her mind and has an absolute panic attack over the fact that she's not got a costume to wear. And I have to end up making something out of some of my clothes or some bed sheets or whatever it is. I don't know. So this year, I think she's going to go as the demon dentist.
I don't think Dexter School's dressing up tomorrow. If he is, he hasn't told me. Last year, though, he went as Buzz Lightyear and I went... Buzz Lightyear. He went,
that's amazing.
Must have been in a book somewhere, Dad.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. My problem is I've got a whole load of wardrobe full of like adult costumes, but nothing for the kids.
And none of your dressing up outfits we need to hear about at breakfast time. This is Tony and Emma.
Tony and Emma at breakfast.
It's Tony and Emma. Good morning. Welcome to our little show.
So we were talking about World Book Day and the trauma that it brings to my life every single year. But I was just thinking, if your kids are dressing up tomorrow, we want to know. You can get in touch with us and tell us what your kids are going as. Or if you're a teacher or you work in a school, something like that, or a nursery, what are you going to go as? Because I know that you guys get to dress up as well and we will give you a shout out. So you can WhatsApp us.
Very easy to do. 07706 300 565. Let me do that again. 07706 300 565, or you can email direct. That's studio@tonyandemma.co.uk.
And the best thing to do is if you're going to WhatsApp us, leave us a voice note. We'll play it out.
That's a great idea. World Book Day tomorrow. There'll be people listening to the show right now going, World Book Day's tomorrow. I'm going to find something for the kids to dress up in. This is Tony and Emma.
Tony and Emma at breakfast.
Tony and Emma at breakfast.
I am so thirsty today. I feel like a fish that's drunk all the water out of the tank already. I've had 3 cups of tea, big ones as well, mugs. And it's not even 9 o'clock.
You should probably seek some medical attention for this issue, Emma. Were you partying last night? Is it a hangover-induced tea-a-thon?
I'm just thirsty. I love tea, and it gets me up in the morning.
See, I don't do tea or coffee. I don't drink hot drinks.
Yeah, that's just weird.
Now, the other day, I went to a meeting, and the lady I went to talk to, funny enough, about this show, she got me a coffee in. And it's always that you have to, if someone buys you a coffee, you kind of have to drink it, right? And I'm sitting there going, I hate coffee. And I'm not concentrating on any of the things we're talking about. And all I'm concentrating is how much I hate coffee. And where people go, oh, it's you get used to it as you get older. I'm thinking, I'm really old now and I still don't like it. When does this happen? But Brits do stick away a lot of tea. I've just been looking at this. Brits drink so much tea, apparently 100 million cups of tea are drunk every day.
Half of that was me.
Yeah, I was about to say, most of those have been consumed in Emma's house from the start of this show. This is Tony and Emma.
Tony and Emma at breakfast.
World War III started in my house last night, Dibs. It was awful.
This does not sound good.
No, right. So I walked back from the kitchen and the kids are in the lounge and I find them arguing, right? You know when kids bicker, but they're talking about what came first, okay? The chicken or the egg? Now they're 7 and 10 and they're proper kicking off because one's saying the egg, the other one's saying the chicken. And then they're like, Mum, which one came first? What one do you think came first? I don't know whether the egg or the chicken.
First?
Well, I don't know and I don't really care.
I've got my answer, I know what I think.
Okay, well, what do you think?
The chicken. The chicken had to lay the first egg.
But how do you know that the egg just didn't grow out the ground or something? I don't know. But to be honest, I don't really care which one came first. I just wanted him to be quiet.
I know who will know the answer.
Who?
In my house, she's called the woman. The woman who will never be named. It's not either of my ex-wives.
Who is it?
It's the smart speaker woman.
Oh, okay. Well, so you're going to ask her?
I'm going to ask her right now. So if you're listening on a smart speaker, this won't affect you, of course. But if your smart speaker's an earshot, this will. Here we go. Alexa, who came first, the chicken or the egg?
Dinosaur eggs were around for ages before chickens. So I've got to go with the egg.
Oh! No. All right, love, we don't care now. Shut up.
Oh, my gosh.
She's still going. Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah,
so
it looks like the egg came first. Yes.
Yes.
Egg came first. I was wrong, as per usual. This is Tony and Alexa.